Gary Thompson owns Admiralty Air Service, which offers charter flights throughout Southeast Alaska.
Well, I love flying. I always have. Gosh, I've been doing it up here since 93, and it's a beautiful place to fly.
He's the only employee of the company, which has two airplanes and a small group of regular customers.
Small company, like a lot of the companies have been going broke around the country. I'm just fortunate that I'm able to survive still.
Thompson usually flies about 450 to 500 hours a summer. Last year, he was down to about 400. And while that might not sound like much of a loss, he says after paying all his expenses, that last 100 hours makes a big difference. So when business died down last April, Thompson and 10 other Juneau Airport tenants signed a letter. They asked the airport to use some of its more than $20 million in federal coronavirus relief to cover their rent payments for the year. In total, for 13 commercial aviation tenants, that's just over $1 million. Airport manager Patty Watto says when she got the request, she and other airport board members worked with the FAA to come up with a plan. Commercial aviation tenants would have to fill out an application to have their rent paid for.
Some of our operators aren't even turning a proper rotor, and this is a big deal because the rent is still due, everything is still due. So by at least pulling away from having this rent underneath them when they're not making money or making very little due to limited travel, that helps them immensely.
The airport's board approved the rent relief starting in July of 2020. Thompson says it was a big help.
It made up for the lost business I had last year, that's for sure.
And the airport's board recently approved another year of relief for those tenants. Watto says they'll continue assessing the need each year and could potentially offer this program through 2025.
It may very well be that it's going to take years for a rebound, and this is something that we can help them with.
Unfortunately, the program is only available to commercial airlines, which means concessionaires inside the airport were not offered those funds.
It was a little worrisome, like how are we going to even, you know, pay the rent, let alone the employee payroll.
Christy Elliott manages Hummingbird Hollow Gifts, the only gift shop in the airport. She says she requested the rent relief as well, but was denied. The airport did offer to put off her rent until December, but she turned it down because she was able to find other government assistance. But getting through wasn't easy. Elliott's sales were down 75 to 80%. She says it was lucky the shop had recently moved into a smaller temporary spot with reduced rent.
It just kind of all worked out. You know, we've been applying for every grant that we're eligible for, and by the grace of God, we made it through with those. So we're just trying to hang in there and hope for better times.
Alaska Seaplanes is one of the Juneau-based airlines that received rent relief. Marketing manager Andy Klein says it's primarily a commuter airline for Southeast, but in the summer, business is bumped up quite a bit by tourism.
2020 was a tough year. We have seen in recent months a pickup of business heading into the usual very busy summer season for us. It's not at pre-pandemic levels at this point, but it's picking up, so we see a rebound happening.
Both Klein and Thompson say it's too early in the season to know how the summer will shake out, but they're staying hopeful. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.